or mine. That's what God wants. That's why he's shaking us. We've got to go further. What do we do? Jesus is the seed that God has planted in us. When we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord, he came inside us. His Spirit, and when we keep his word, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost are all within us, resident. But he wants to become president.
Amen.
Amen? I know that's kind of trite, but it just struck me. He's resident, but many times he's not president. He wants to take the government of our life. He wants to be governor of our lives. That's what it means to make him Lord. When he's Lord, he has control and governs us. And he leads us. It's like I was thinking about this analogy of a chauffeur. We tend to think of it in terms of we are the chauffeur of a car. Jesus is riding in the back seat as the guest, honor. And we're the chauffeur, we're the servant, right? And so that's what we think. But we're driving a car and we get into accidents and all kinds of things. That's not what God's after. God is after Jesus driving the car and us sitting in the back seat. I mean, that offends our sense of propriety. Oh, but what does the Bible say? Who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? The servant of all. So Jesus, the chauffeur, is the servant of all, driving the car of our lives. And we may not tell him how to drive. No backseat driving allowed. That's right. He is the one who takes the turns right. And he knows he's got the Garmin in him. He's got the GPS inside. He knows where to go. He knows how to do it. He'll drive carefully in the right way, the car of your life. And if you're going through something, some struggle right now, he'll take you through it. Because he's doing it to change something in your life. Something is changing, and you're getting to look more like him on the inside because your trust is in him. Hallelujah. Now, what does, over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, once again, let's read verses 5 through 8. Paul is speaking. He says, "Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that plants anything, neither he that waters, but God that gives the increase. Now he that planteth and he that waters are one," means in unity, in purpose. "And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor." So, God has planted that seed of Jesus in us. Now that seed is programmed to succeed, but it must be watered, cared for. It must be fertilized. It must be treated well. Everything must be done so that seed can grow. Because I don't see the fullness of Jesus in anybody, including myself. That's what God is after. God is after that fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. The fullness that we would act just what as he would do. Don't ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Never ask that question. Say, Jesus, live through me. You live through me. I'm not going to do what you would do. No, you do it. Use my lips. Use my arms, my feet. Use my willingness. You live through me. So we can't live for God. That's a failure. That's driving the car and putting Jesus in the back seat. Don't live for Jesus. Let him live through you. Let him live. Let him drive the car of your life.